Meredith Eisenberg. Welcome to another edition of Solo Biz Bites Email Marketing Challenge Edition. Over the next month, we are giving you tips and tricks to improve your email marketing. And if you want to follow along in the interactive and coached version of this challenge, you can do that and find out more about how to do that. It's actually very affordable, and we're reviewing everything that you do at solobizhacker.com/listgrow. So today I want to talk about how not to write aimless emails. So in other words, being very clear on the purpose of your email. And so, you know, the thing I want you to ask yourself every time you go to write an email is, why am I writing this email? What is the goal? And I know that sounds really silly, but I'm totally serious here. You won't believe how often, you know, you simply go and say, okay, I have to write an email, and you simply go through the motions. So we have on our calendar, let's send an email today. So we sit down and go, blah, 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 and then just hit send. And yeah, it might end up being a great tip or even a great offer, but was it written with a purpose? And does each component of the email support the goal? How does the email fit into your overall content and marketing strategy? Does it serve a valid purpose there, or are you just going through the motions? If the purpose of an email isn't something that you think about when you sit down and write it, I suggest you really start thinking about it so that you're providing maximum value to your clients. And so to get really good at email marketing and to start making a full-time living from even a tiny list, you kind of have to be strategic. Your emails have to have a purpose, and you know they need to be bricks in the overall thing that you're building. So here are a few purposes to get you started thinking about all of this. So one purpose could be to showcase your expertise, to give a tip, to show people that you know what you're talking about. And this goes along with building rapport, to let people know that you're a human being, to get them to like you, and the one above is trust. Introducing your readers to a new idea. This is a great way to pre-seed SEED, something that you'll be talking about more later. Introducing your reader to an expert that you plan on promoting in the future. This is really great, especially if you can do the promotion a little bit ahead of when you're actually promoting the person. So that, you know, let's say I'm promoting my friend Angela, for example, who's on my mind right now. If I can showcase something that she's written in advance, then, you know, in a couple weeks when I start promoting something of hers as an affiliate, you will have already known her a little bit. Getting your readers to share their most burning questions with you. If you've hung around me for a bit, you know that I am really big on talking to your audience and finding out what they want. And if you can get them to reply and share what they're thinking, that's going to make your marketing even easier. Showing your readers bigger goals to strive towards, because a lot of times people end up getting very small with their goals because they're just looking for the next step on the path. But if you look at your feet and not at the horizon, you're going to trip. And so you can do a big service to people by giving them bigger goals to strive toward. Sharing a great product that you think that will help them. Getting feedback about something that you shared, see what they think. See if that's something that, you know, is going to happen. Reminding them of a deadline. Showing your readers what they're missing or what they don't know yet, because of course, if you don't know what you don't know a lot of times. Getting your readers excited about a new product by sharing it how someone else has used it successfully, and helping your readers make a smart buying decision by reviewing, comparing products. So those are just a couple of ideas of things that you can do to help your emails have a goal and have a purpose. And if you do that, your readers are going to appreciate you even more, because it will be clear that you put some thought into the email and that you really are writing it for them and for their benefit. And so just doing that is going to make your email copy much better. And if you know exactly what the purpose of the email is and the goal you want to reach with it, writing, it becomes much easier and it will start to feel more natural or organic. So, you know, if you're interested in giving this a try and you want some feedback, go ahead and check out our coached program. You can do that at solobizhacker.com/listgrow, and I will see you next time.